We're starting Siman Tuf Reish Ayin Beis, when to light the menorah. Ein madliki ner Chanukah kodem shetishka achama, elim sof shkiyasa. Lo ma'achim v'lo maktimin. The Shulchan Aruch says to light, this is from the Lashon HaRambam, to light the menorah not before shkiyah, rather at the end of shkiyah, and you shouldn't delay the lighting, and you should not light too early. Oh, now v'yesh misha omer, imutar yachol v'haktim v'pagim en cholom ayla. If you have a lot of distractions, you're not able to light later, you can light from Paga Mincha as long as Ubilvad Shiitemba Shemen Achdichurag Minashuk, as long as there's enough oil to last a half hour after it gets dark. So you would light starting from after Plag and would stay lit until a half hour after Tzeis. Okay. Now so let's discuss. First of all, the Rambam says to light at Shkia. That's the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch here says Sof Shkiyasa. So the Mishnah Berurah here quotes that some say this means Seis HaKochavim. Some of the Achronim say that's the pshat of the Shulchan Aruch. Why? Because that's when people are walking by and they see the candles and there's more Pesumei Nisa. Obviously, Erev Shabbos you have to light earlier. That will get you Bezut Hashem. But other Rishonim say no. Other Rishonim, Mishnah Berurah says, say we're not discussing Seis HaKochavim, but we're discussing what is called Shkia Shnia. That's a lashon from the based on the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, which is approximately 15 minutes before Tzeis. Oh, so some say it means that. The standard practice is most people in Chutz La'aretz light at Tzeis. That's the standard pshat of what the Shulchan Aruch meant by Sof Shkiyasa. The Gra is known that he paskins like the Rambam, that one should light at Shkia, and the Minag in Yerushalayim, and in many places in Eretz Yisrael, to follow the Gra and to light at Shkia. So if you live in Chutz La'aretz, the standard Minag is to light at Tzeis, and in Eretz Yisrael, certainly in Yerushalayim, the standard Minag is to light at Shkia. If you're lighting at Shkia, so the practice is that the candle should stay lit until a half hour after Tzeis HaKochavim. Various Gedolim had different minhagim, trying to fill all the opinions. The Chazon Ish lit in Eretz Yisrael around 20 minutes after Shkia, and Rav Moshe Feinstein in America lit around 10 minutes after Shkia, and they explain how their Peshitas try to be yotzei the most opinions, but those are the two standard practices that I mentioned before. Now, if a person lights at Seis HaKochavim, and that's when he normally davens Mariv, so what comes first? So the Mishnah Berurah says that if both are in front of you now, then you should daven Mariv first, and then light the menorah, because the Mariv is more common, and Tadir, Vishenu Tadir, Tadir Kodim. The Mishnah Berurah has a whole fancy discussion that maybe you should light the menorah a few minutes before Mariv, and then go to Mariv afterwards. And he says that was Minach HaGra, and certainly one is allowed to follow that practice that the Mishnah Berurah actually recommends. But the more common practice is that a person lights the menorah at Seis, davens Mariv at Seis, and then goes home and lights the menorah right afterwards. Again, those that in Eretz Yisrael that light at Shkia, so after they light the menorah, then they'll go to Mariv afterwards, and the whole Shaila doesn't come up. Now, if someone won't be able to light at Seis, so we saw the Shulchan Aruch quotes that you can light ready from Plag HaMincha. Many of the poskim say, the Shevet Alevi, and this is quoted in guidelines, that if you're able to light later, that's better than lighting before Plag. We'll discuss how late a person's allowed to light, but let's say you're going to be home an hour after Tzeis HaKochavim. People are still in the streets, people are awake in the house. So then, the Shevet Alevi says, for a variety of reasons, it's better to light then than to light starting from Plag HaMincha, and that is the more common practice. Now, there are two shailas that come up. What if the husband's home at the correct time for lighting, but his wife's not home yet? So should he light at the correct time, or should he wait for her to get home? And the flip side, what if the wife's home at the correct time for lighting, and her husband's not home till later? So should he instruct her to light on his behalf at the right time, or should they wait for him to get home, and he'll light later when his wife is there, when his family is there? So there are machloksim about both of these, and it seems to me that most of the poskim assume that you light together as a family. I know if Wilk Shlita always says that, Rav Chaim Knievsky Shlita quotes that Rav Sonnenfeld would normally light, Rav Sonnenfeld Zatzal would light at the right time, but if his wife wasn't home, he'd wait for her to get home to light together with her. And in general, you have to make sure that the Shalom Bayis here, the poskim quote, the Rambam quotes from the Gemara, that if you have enough money for only one candle, and you're going to use it either for the Ner Shabbos or for the Ner Chanukah, use it for the Ner Shabbos. Why? Because Ner Shabbos is for Shalom Bayis. So Ner Shabbos beats Ner Chanukah because of Shalom Bayis. So you want to make sure that there's no fights and no tension over Hadlakas HaNer. So, therefore, in most cases, you wait till the husband gets home, you wait till the wife gets home, and you light all together. But again, on both of those shilas, there are different opinions quoted in the poskim. And now there's one more very interesting shaila. You see, the Rambam says you're really not supposed to light too late. Try to light within the half hour of the zman. So on Motzei Shabbos, so people keep Shabbos till the stars come out. But some people have a chumrah to not do melacha until the zman of Rabbeinu Tam, at least roughly 72 minutes or a little more after Shkia. So here, let's say in Eretz Yisrael, Shabbos ends, the stars come out 32 minutes, 33 minutes approximately after Shkia. So should one dafka wait until 72 minutes on the Motzei Shabbos of Chanukah? So that's a big discussion. A lot of poskim say no, because since we're only following Rabbeinu Tam as a chumrah, really we hold Shabbos ends when the stars come out. But if you're following Rabbeinu Tam as a chumrah, you don't want that chumrah to cause you to maybe miss the whole mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. If you keep 72 minutes because Mikra Din, that's the pesach that you go with, like Rabbeinu Tam, okay. But if you're keeping it as a chumrah, many poskim say that on Motzei Shabbos Chanukah, not to keep the chumrah, and you would light as soon as you can after Shabbos ends. It's a very, very interesting shaila. The Dirshu Mishneh Berurah in the back quotes a lot of poskim who say to light early, and others say no. You should be machmir anyway, like you're machmir on every Shabbos, and dafka wait until after 72 minutes, even though you only do it as a chumrah. Oh. Okay, we'll stop here.